Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy. Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Well, it's like this. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com
to get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Hashtag TBV Podcast, wherever hashtags are used. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. We had a phenomenal weekend of boxing, and we got headlines all over to discuss. Earl Spence Jr. versus Lamont Peterson peaks at 695,000 viewers. And the question is he even a star? Is he even a star? We'll definitely bring you other metrics from other welterweights in the division, showing you their peak averages and allow you to come to your own conclusion. We're going to head on out to the Golden State, to the home of the Hipster Hunter, to get this thing started. Remember the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the Hipster's here. Haters beware. I know we're going to get some hate for this title. I know. Suspense fans, relax. Relax a second. Let's have a honest debate, conversation about where Spence's stardom is and how the media may, including ourselves at times, overhype his stardom, not his skill, not his ability, his stardom specifically. And I can't wait to delve into that. Can't wait to chop it up. I know it's going to be a debate, you know, centric show. I know we're going to have some callers that definitely hate on us for saying this, but I think Spence's stardom is grossly overrated. I think it's time we start reevaluating where he is at and what he needs to do to better promote himself and to actually become a star like we. And I know Spence fans believe he has the ability to become. So can we chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers?
Well, Matt, what is it exactly that you think that he needs to do?
I don't know if I have the right answer yet for that. Maybe that's why, you know, this show is great for having callers, you know, having an open forum the way we have. But it's clear that Spence.
All right. So what about this one? What do you think he's done wrong?
I think at times early in his career, maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, he was always that quiet guy, almost like Terrence Crawford in a way. You know, he almost has that Terrence Crawford effect where he was very shy from the camera, shy from giving quotes out. Unlike a Danny or Keith or the likes, maybe that's been an issue. Maybe it's been the fact that, look, I don't think that's the issue. I think the industry and all the forces behind him have been pushing him to be a star. That's without a doubt. He's had all the industry behind him. He's on First Take. He's been shown on Showtime significantly. He's been talked about on HBO, the rival network to Showtime. So he gets enough plugs. The issue is that it's, for some reason, it's not resonating, in my opinion. for some reason, he's not gaining the traction that his fans may be thinking he has. Because his numbers do not show that he is on par with these other top welterweights in terms of TV numbers.
But Matt, what about those Spence protectors that are saying Matt strikes again? Spence ratings have doubled since his last time on Showtime, May 27th, when he only attracted a peak viewership of 337,000. How dare you, Matthew, you hipster, you hunter of the great truth himself. He's done 695 this time.
That's great. But that was also in prime time. The one with Kell Brook was not prime time. And I know that's something that we may at times not state as much as it should be, but the difference between primetime television and non-primetime television is huge in America. You know, if you are not in the primetime time slots, you're not getting the right push in terms of viewership that you are if you're on 3 p.m. on the West Coast or East Coast. You're just not getting the same amount of views on you for Saturday afternoon or evening. You know, Spence being in the primetime slot makes complete sense. And if anything, we look at that 2 million viewers on NBC after the Olympics, and we look, okay, he went from that, which we can all sort of admit that there's some added context there that sort of takes away from that number being the significant number it is. But we go back and say, well, he went back to 280 something thousand average with Brooke, and then he went to a 630 something average with Lamont Peterson, who's been on TV a lot in the boxing community. You know, I would say that those are digressing numbers, to use that word I like a lot. You know, those are at least a regress in terms of attention and exposure. And that's something to be at least aware of.
But Matt, you said it. Stephen A. Smith is saying this guy's name on First Take. ESPN is talking about him with possible matchups with Terrence Crawford. HBO and Jim Lampley mention him. Max Kellerman can't keep his name out of his mouth. And so many other experts, he's been on, telecast that showed the Olympics immediately after his fight. So he was able to be viewed in front of 6 million people or exceed 6 million viewers. It seems like he's had all the right pushes.
Absolutely.
Are we just rating him too soon?
Look, there is definitely an argument for the idea that he is still building, that the 6 million is an anomaly, and this is just still a building mark, similar to Lomachenko. Lomachenko has not done great numbers. We all know that, and I've sort of shit on his numbers. And then he did 1.7 million with Rigondeaux, who's still a relatively unknown. So, I mean, you can still have peaks, still have valleys in terms of viewership, and still be building your overall profile, which he may be doing, which I think he arguably is. But let's all be honest here. Earl Spence is 100% the definition of an industry plant, to use a musical term in the music industry. If you don't know what that is, it's how the industry sorts of places you in all the right spots, all the right avenues, all the right moments to succeed when you arguably should not be deserving of that, of those accolades or that attention. I would argue this is a similar case where Earl Spence has been put in all the right spots from a promoting standpoint. Like you said, he's on First Take. He was right after the Olympics behind the men's basketball team, which had Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, etc. From a promoting standpoint. Like you said, he's on First Take. He was right after the Olympics behind the men's basketball team, which had Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, etc. Thank you, Ness, for cutting that off. Thank you. He's been put.
I thought that freaked me out. I said, "Why is Matt repeating himself?"
Yeah, that's not good.
I got so many computers. I'm typing on this keyboard, and now I learned that single letters can unmute. So I'm typing on this one, thinking I'm typing on my Skype one, and you know that happened. But it was still cool.
Anyways, digressing. I think Spence has been put in all the right spots to succeed and to be a star. That's without a doubt. I think he has not capitalized on it the right way. When he's on First Take, he shouldn't be coy about Terrence Crawford. and say, oh, I didn't handle
that well, Matt. I disagree with you on that. I think that he made it like he's smart. Think about it this way, right?
Yes. Yes.
He said to himself, why would I big up Terrence Crawford in a fight that's going to be difficult to make, a fight that's across the water, a fight that, you know, two entities have to come together when the big fight can happen right now. If Keith got $2 million to fight Danny, I can get $2 million to fight Keith. It's a big fight now. It's two more belts. I'll have three. I think he's thinking right. I think Max Kellerman is obsessed with Terrence Crawford and was pushing excessively for Earl to even mention his name. But Earl, rightfully so, mentioned the bigger name in the division, which is Keith Thurman.
I'm not disputing any of that. My point is more that the tone of the response should be different. And I get that he is sort of being like the Sugar Ray Leonard of his generation. Like he wants to be the nice church boy in a sense and be a star. I get it. You know, to be the Anthony Joshua, Sugar Ray Leonard, to be a good guy in the sport and be a star is a great path to have to be the baby face of the promotion. But I think just in the nature of combat sports, it's hard to do that. It's hard to actually become a superstar. That word specifically, superstar, but being the nice guy. And I think Spence should have had a different tone when talking about Thurman and Crawford on certain interviews, like the First Take interview, for example. I think failing to capitalize and motivating and, you know, sort of creating a reaction from the fan base in those moments, I think has hurt him. Because think about it, the biggest story from that interview wasn't Earl Spence saying anything. It was the way Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith handled the interview. The story of that interview had nothing to do with Spence. It had to do with the interviewers. That's Spence's issue. That he is rarely, I think, the center of the attention in terms of quotables, what he is saying in interviews. And that needs to change, perhaps.
We have a very adamant listener here. He tried to call in. He must be busy at work, but he's very active in the chat. I'm going to shout out Legendary Boxer. He's made quite a few points directed at you, Matt. I don't know why he thinks this is a you versus him thing, but he keeps talking about why are you bashing Spence when his ratings doubled from his last fight, which makes no sense. And this is exactly why I wanted you to also get the ratings for Lamont and Danny and numerous others. So can you just, for Legendary Boxer and anyone else out there that thinks that you or I are bashing Spence, let's just put it into perspective and mention a few more welterweights in the division and their ratings as headlines on Showtime, not NBC, CBS, or Fox, or ESPN. Showtime, a premium network.
Danny Garcia versus Mauricio Herrera did around 972,000 viewers average, and then he did obviously he fought routes.
Wait, don't go so fast.
Okay,
don't go so fast, because when you say Danny versus Herrera almost clocked in at 1 million, that was not the soundbite I was looking for, Danny. I was actually looking for the other one that has a fuck in it, which is who the fuck is that guy, Herrera? No one can remember Herrera now. And even back then, he wasn't that popular. And people thought Danny lost that fight, to put everything into perspective.
Yes, that fight did peak over 1 million viewers and was one of the last Showtime fights to do over 1 million viewers, along with Deontay Wilder, Bermain Stiverne, the first fight. Another Danny fight, Danny versus Rod Salka, that averaged around 612,000 viewers, which is...
Wait a minute. Danny versus Rod Salka, the heel? Rod Salka, the guy that everyone gives him shit for, did 15,000 less than Spence and Peterson's average that came in at 635,000?
Yes. Yes.
Should I repeat that in case someone didn't hear that?
Yeah, repeat it. Sure.
Rod Salka versus Danny did better numbers than Earl, the Truth, and Lamont Peterson, who's pretty much known. His career started on HBO and finishing on Showtime. He's always been a premium network. He's even gotten some live television with Danny Garcia. So this is a little bit weird. I don't know if this is a Spence thing much more, or is it a promotional thing? Was this fight properly promoted?
I don't know, to be honest. I think it's hard to tell, to be honest. I think this fight had some attention on it, to be fair. I mean, but that, then again, we're in the bubble. It's hard to say what outside the boxing bubble is thinking on this particular fight, especially a fight of this magnitude, which really wasn't a super fight. This was a glorified, almost mandatory in a sense. Let's be real.
But it was two names. Two names. And listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. You can hit it now, in the future, or past or present. Doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show. We love it around here. Lets me and Matt know you want daily shows instead of just Thursdays and Sundays. So don't ever forget to hit that thumbs up. Make it gray, turn into blue, and we're all cool.
What was that final question? Sorry.
Who knows?
But the reason why I don't bring up maybe some other fights for like Lamont or even like a Keith Thurman is because either they were the co-main event, either they were on CBS or NBC or Fox. It's sort of hard to get a gauge and a proper comparison to a main event on Showtime. As far as I know, Keith Thurman has never main evented Showtime. He's been on a free basic cable run for the last year and a half, 2 years. So it's hard to get a gauge for Keith Thurman specifically as well. And Lamont Peterson's fight with Danny Garcia on NBC, which did over 3.1 million viewers. I mean, you say that Lamont Peterson's a name, that this fight was a fight with two names. I would argue Lamont Peterson's always been the B-side in fights. He's never been the known guy. He's known in the boxing circle. Casuals have no idea who Lamont Peterson is or care to know about Lamont Peterson.
What was his numbers on the NBC show with, or the live television show with Danny?
That was 3.1 million viewers.
Yeah, that's a little bit low.
No. At that time, you have to remember that they were getting around that number for a lot of their events. Keith Thurman versus Robert Guerrero and Amir Khan versus, I think it was Carlos Molina. That did around 3.2 million average as well on NBC. So that was around the average for that network as well.
Well, any other? Didn't you want to say some of Deontay Wilder's?
Oh, Deontay Wilder, Bermain Severn 2, that did 887,000 viewers.
Wait. You're saying Bermain, I don't want to see him fight Wilder for a second time, 2, did better numbers than Errol Spence versus Lamont.
Yes, Adrian Broner versus Mikey Garcia also did better numbers, of course.
Oh, well, Broner's a star. People always get mad at me because I always mention Broner, and now you see why. He continues to be on top even in losing.
Of course. I think he did in the high 800s, and he peaked over 900, did not break that million mark.
Shout out to Wilder almost doing a million with someone no one wanted to see.
Another sort of gauge was Badu Jack versus James DeGale. That did around 430,000 viewers average. You get a gauge. Errol Spence isn't bad. Errol Spence numbers are not bad. They're just not great. And they're perhaps a little bit, let's be honest, like in the title says, mediocre.
Let's compare his numbers to Joshua, who does midday television over here. And one of Errol's fights was midday.
True. His last fight with Kell Brook was.
Do you think while you're looking for that metric, do you think that this can be...
What metrics do you want me to have?
Joshua's fights.
The one with Carlos Takam did 334,000 viewers. The fight with Vladimir Klitschko, which was still a midday card, did around 650,000 viewers average. I can go back in the wheelhouse if you want me to get more numbers.
So Spence, that was on primetime, was at least able to kind of equal out Joshua's numbers that aired around 5 o'clock. And that was with Vladimir Klitschko, which is a big, big name compared to Lamont Peterson. Listen, I think we said enough. It's up to the public to decide where Spence is and what he is, if he is even a star. We've given you some facts. And we'll allow our callers to give you some opinions. Don't forget the number to call in and join in on this conversation is 1-425-569-5241. Or you can add us on Skype by adding Nestor Gibbs, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. We must be friends on Skype in order to be added to the conversation. We're going to head on out. Oh, that's the one I'm missing, Matt. Yes. All right. We're going to head on out to the callers. And I just want to say, remember that this show is brought to you and sponsored by El Camino Electrical. So head on over to ElCaminoElectrical.com and check them out. We're going to head on out to Atlanta, the home of the Milkman. I don't think I even have your new intro here, Milkman. I'm so sorry. And I dropped the ball. Matt, do you have it?
No, why would I have it?
Because you're always saving the day.
No, I don't. I do not have anyone's intros that are callers. That's all misses. Okay.
Damn it. Well, it's this computer, fellas. You know, we suffered some technical difficulties and we're back. We'll be getting all those intros intact here soon enough. Milkman, it is on you. We're giving you a minute.
Yo, it's the Milkman. It's Spencer Star. You know, I don't know. When I think star, I think of guys who, you know, they go to the mall, people come up to them and bother them and know who they are. I don't think Spence is one of those guys. Hell of a talent, but I don't think he's turning heads if he's going out in public. You know, some of the best people in the ring don't always get that star power. And I think it's just personality, man. You know, it's not a good or bad thing. It's just who he is. So right now, I would have to say Spence is not a star. That's it.
Milkman in Atlanta, thank you for calling in. Milkman, resend me that intro, actually. Let me go out to Orlando. We're going to Madrid. Talk to me.
Yeah, man. I think that, you know, El Spence, he did what he had to do. Raise his numbers, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to him being the star, I feel like we won't find out until one of those bigger names that got a following too actually go against him, you know? So that could draw something bigger, because it'll be like Triple G when he had one pay-per-view fight. It ain't that shit, but then when he came with Canelo, you know, he do some bigger numbers. So I think it just was about him fighting Lamont Peterson, and everybody knew that Lamont Peterson was going to lose. It just was a fact of how, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got knocked down by Lamont Peterson. He got fucking knocked out by other dude, you know? So I think it just was the opponent that ain't bringing too many views, but I think he almost is starting, but he ain't started yet. He need a little time. That's all.
All right, Majid. Thank you for calling in. Matt, your nemesis, legendary boxer, in the chat saying, Matt, UFC 220 was on also at the same night as Spence fight.
That's true. Okay. That happens on Saturday. Oftentimes, the UFC is also on. The UFC has 58 events a year. And there's only 52 weeks. Do the math.
So this happens often, and him trying to use that excuse, you think is cheap?
There's literally a UFC event almost every Saturday of the year, if not every Saturday of the year. I think using a UFC card as an excuse now, I think, is pointless.
And this is coming from our panelists who moonlights in the UFC world. Yeah.
This way, I also saw UFC reporters saying Spence Peter is a better event to watch.
510-310-355. It looks like Richmond, California. We're going to you. Make sure you're not on speaker, you're not on Bluetooth, and you're ready to go.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hello?
First time caller?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, first time calling.
All right,
I've been a subscriber for a long time.
Perfect. Well, then you know the rules around here. I'm going to go ahead and play this intro. You let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut, he is...
Hey, I'm Zach from East Oakland. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Zach from East Oakland.
Zach, man, talk to us. What's on your mind?
Can I go? Yeah. So, I got a few points I want to make. First point I want to make is, Spence, you've never in your life heard him talk about being a star You've always heard him talk about, I want to be a champion. I want to gain all the belts. I want to clean out the 147 division. But he never talks about being a star. He doesn't self-promote. He doesn't go after the big fights. All he wants to do is win championships. So maybe he's not going to do those same numbers. He's not going to be huge with casuals, but you can see in the chat session that he's huge with boxing fans. And that's probably what he really wants to do. You never hear him talk about, I want to make this amount of money. You never hear him talk about that. All he wants to talk about is being the best and clean out the division. And so he's probably not going to do those Floyd Mayweather numbers. I mean, nobody has really done Floyd Mayweather numbers. And another thing is, Showtime is not in every home. So, I mean, to me, it looked like that building was packed. I'm not sure. Maybe he's not going to be on TV selling out a million, but to me, it looked like that Barclays Center was packed with fans. So, I mean, it's his first title.
12,000 fans.
You gotta give him a little bit of time to build. He hasn't had. Yeah, it was 12,000 fans?
12,000.
Well, I don't know. The arena looked packed to me. Yeah, the arena looked packed to me. I mean, I don't know. We got to give him a little bit of time to build that, but that's not Spence's goal. Spence's goal is to be the best. He wants to be the best boxer. He's not trying to be a Floyd Mayweather type and go for all the big money fights. And
what you said your name was, brother?
Call out fans and do that stuff.
Zach.
Pleasure to meet you. Listen here, and don't take this personally at all, but your conversation has provoked some stuff here, right? So when you say he's not a star, it's okay, he never acts to be, you got to understand that this is always going to be a business. It's the same reason that Wilder and Joshua hasn't fought yet, because it doesn't make business sense yet, but it will later. It's the same reason that Spence isn't getting the fights that he wants. But when his fans try to beat the drum that someone is ducking Spence, this is the reason no one's signing up to fight Spence, or can be a reason. Because if you're not making the ratings, the money probably isn't there either.
Yeah, I understand he's more of a risk to these guys. If you're going to make $5 million to fight Spence, then they probably will be fighting him. But that doesn't mean Spence should be avoided. These guys right now, to me, it takes a lot of boxing. Because
it doesn't.
A lot of guys only worry about.
Listen, I got to cut you short, Zach. We are only giving everyone 1 minute per call because this is a spontaneous show. Thank you for being a longtime subscriber. I'm glad you finally popped the cherry, called in the show. We want to hear more from you, Zach. We got another Zach all the way from Canada, calls in once in a blue and is a participant of Border Wars. Had a great fight with Santiago. So Zachs are welcome around here. Please call back. Matt, you want to, I don't know, chime in on any of his points or anything that was said before I go to the next caller?
No, just great call. Great call.
All right. Well, we have two ways to go. We're going to go actually to Ohio, to Jay Will, and then we'll go to your nemesis who has been waiting to attack.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Jay Will. No talking? Are you busy at work, brother? Maybe? Going once? Twice?
My bad. I had it on mute, man. My bad.
No doubt.
But, you know, I'm usually your contrarian. You know, I'm usually your adversary, but I don't know. I got to get at Matt today, man. I think, man, I don't see why you guys don't realize that Keith Thurman was the guy on PBC's first national televised production in 30 years. Danny Garcia was on the second big NBC or CBS. I forgot which one it was, but fight card. So they had unprecedented pub that Spence has never gotten. These are just facts. Now,
No, Jay Will, you know what's also a fact attached to that statement? There's a reason that they chose Keith Thurman and Danny Garcia and not Earl.
And also, we specifically did not compare those numbers. Hold on, Jay Will. We specifically did not compare those numbers to this event. We only compared Showtime numbers.
We only compared premium cable Showtime, not even HBO. Only Showtime. We gave them a fair shake by comparing them to other Showtime main event numbers. So you bringing up, you know, live TV numbers doesn't matter because we never talked about them.
But there's a reason why they had more of a windstorm behind it is because they was on a national TV and they did have that.
Jay, well, I'm sorry. Weak argument.
After Showtime. Those fights were after the Showtime fights.
I'm going to tell you why it's a weak argument, because Spence did $6 million on that same, you know, live TV.
Literally right after Kobe and LeBron stepped off the court. Come on, man.
Hey, he still did it. He still did it. And why didn't he get any residual? His argument is that Keith and Danny got residual for being on live TV. Well, then Earl had the livest or biggest live viewership. Why didn't he get any residual? Or did he?
Nobody was tuning in to watch Spence. They were tuning in to watch the Olympics. That's a big difference, man.
Okay.
Failing argument, my friend, is all I'm hearing.
Nah, I mean, you guys are...
Wait, hold on. No. What's your point? What's your point, Jay? Well, like, concise it. Like, make it a single statement. Like, what's your point?
The only reason why they had such a big windstorm behind us because they had big national televised events before they was on, you know, before Spence did.
Well, I mean, I think that's unfair to all the work that HBO does, because Danny's career was established on HBO and he was brought up the hard way. He was in a 7-1 fight when he got his shine versus Khan, and it was HBO, what is synonymous with boxing. So to say that all of a sudden Danny got on one or two live TVs and that's how he got all this residual effect and he's a star because of that, and it ain't fair, Earl ain't get that. Jay Will, you lost today.
One quick thing. Can you look up what Danny Garcia's versus Amir Khan numbers was, if you can?
I can do that. I can definitely do that for you. If that was the main event, I can definitely do that for you.
It was.
Okay.
We'll get back to you on that. Let me get to, legendary boxer. Go.
What's going on, guys? I don't even get the point of this fucking show. It's kind of making me sick. Like, you guys are just sitting around fucking nitpicking the shit out of Spence when he just had a great performance and his ratings literally just fucking doubled. And just a couple of months ago, Lomachenko, the biggest fucking star who's getting the biggest push out of anybody in the sport, did like 750K on ESPN, which is in 20 million more homes than fucking Showtime. I really don't get the point of this video. And Matt is being a little fucking bitch. It sounds like he's on his period or he has some kind of agenda over Spence. I don't know what's going on, but you guys should be praising his numbers going up. He's only in his 23rd fight, and he's only had like two decent names on his resume, and he's already doing 700K. While the UFC is going on, NBA is going on, two games, the Warriors, and other things. So, and the next fight, if he fights somebody like Porter, those numbers are going to go up to 900 easy.
But he did $6 million, and then he went down to 300,000, and then up to 600,000.
He didn't do $6 million. So he didn't do $6 million. People left their TVs on. Stop saying that dumb shit over and over.
Whoa,
and over
whoa, 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 whoa! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Hold on!
No, Ness, you've been saying some dumb shit too. You're comparing. They didn't pick Spence for a reason. They didn't pick Spence because he was a fucking prospect with like 14 fights when
all right.
he started. Come on, man!
And that's not a reason. And that's not a reason. So what? Lomachenko was a prospect and got a motherfucking title shot after two fights. So don't give me your bullshit excuses.
And bring up the Lomachenko numbers that was.
Who gives a fuck? All I hear is excuses now. So every time I say something, you're going to come up with a.
Lomachenko also had 10 pro fights in fucking Europe or whatever before he came here. So let's not forget those either. Let's not just act like he only had 10 fights.
Yeah. What about Rigo when he had 12 fights and got a title shot?
Who did he beat? Who did he beat to give him his title? Who did he beat? Nerito?
Does it matter? He did it. Why Earl ain't do it after 12?
What does that have to do with anything, man?
You brought it up. You said they didn't pick him because he was a prospect, and I'm showing you prospects that could have got picked to do it because they got title shots.
You should be praising Spence for doubling his ratings from his last fight. You should be praising him, not fucking bashing him like little gossiping like.
But who says they were bashing him? Who says they were bashing him? Name one.
That's what you're doing.
Name one thing. Listen. All you're doing is yelling. All you're doing is yelling. Name one thing that we said bashing Earl Spence.
That's all I'm hearing from you. And
name one thing. Name one thing that we said.
I'm not going to name the whole show. The whole show exactly. is going to be picking
him. Because you can't. Because you can't.
Doubling his ratings.
Because you can't.
You guys are the show. You guys are the host.
Because you can't.
You should be praising him, man. You should be praising him.
But I'm giving you the opportunity to prove us wrong and show us what we're doing wrong, but you're not saying that. You can't. You're getting more. Now you're getting more than 3 minutes.
Bashing circle.
Okay. What did we say, bashing Earl?
But thanks for the time, though.
But tell me. Don't leave. Don't leave. Tell me what I said.
Like the troll.
Man, you guys are making some. I don't even get the point of the show. Like, Spence doubled his ratings. We should be praising the guy. He's not a big talker. He's doing 700. If he fights Porter next, he's going to do 900 to a million. We all know that. But Porter is ducking him in broad daylight. We know he's not going to fight him. Danny's fucking fighting Brandon Rios. What is Spence supposed to do? If he's going to fight Pearson, he's going to do 700K. I mean, Lloyd is just 700K on ESPN, and ESPN is like 20 million more homes than Showtime. How do you justify that?
We didn't. We didn't.
So it would have been fair in your eyes for us to make a show. Hold on, brother. Come on, man. We can't keep talking over each other. So you're going to say, We should be bashing Lomachenko then in your eyes, because he was on ESPN and he's in so many more million homes and he's on a pound for pound list. But isn't that what we did?
And hold on.
So all of a sudden, when it lands on your fighter, we're bashing. But no, when we talked about Lomachenko failing, it was okay.
Also,
I don't get this.
We never Lomachenko numbers on yet.
Matt, you're going in and out a lot. I have no clue what's going on.
It's YouTube. We never compare Lomachenko's numbers to Earl Spence. Never compared any of those numbers to Earl Spence. So I don't know why he's bringing up Lomachenko's numbers.
Because those he needs an argument. He needs an argument. So his argument is, why are you bashing Spence? He doubled while Lomachenko's in 20 million homes and he's not doing, he only did 700,000. He needs a scapegoat. Numbers. He needs a scapegoat. And how are we bashing? Because we're giving you the other welterweights in the division and their viewership
on Showtime, specifically only Showtime, to make it a fair comparison.
We are posing the question, is he a star? We're not telling you he is not. It's your job to decide. Hilarious with these people sometimes. Sonny in the UK, talk to us.
What up, bro? What up? Anyway, a star. It just depends how you're defining a star, dude. In boxing terms, Errol Spence, for boxing fans, is a star. He's just as good as a star as Terence Crawford, Lomachenko, and all these hardcore Keith Thurmans. Boxing fans recognize Errol. They know how good of a special talent he is. But as a star, a complete package, what did Mayweather say to these guys? You need to take a leaf from my book. Somebody has to speak for you guys. You guys haven't got somebody who can speak for you. So to get a complete package, you need a personality. And Errol don't have that. As much as he might be a better boxer than Mayweather eventually. But if you don't have the personality to go with your boxing skills, you're not going to get the 20, 30 million a fight. And you're not going to be a complete crazy commercial star. And I know Errol. I've met Errol a few times. He has a very beautiful, disciplined attitude, very calm, very quiet. And that don't work to become a mega star. You got to have banter. You know that, Gib. You got to speak shit. And every time Errol goes in the ring, he says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to knock the guy out. If he turns around and says, every fight, I'm going to do this, and he does it, and he speaks the banter, he's going to be some kind of a star. But he ain't got the attitude, and neither does he have the personality. He needs to join Mayweather. He needs to get Mayweather to speak for him. That's the only way I see Errol becoming a megastar. That's my call, guys. Speak to you later.
All right, Sonny. Thank you for calling in. And you know what, Matt? You know, he said he needs to get Mayweather to speak for him. Mayweather said people need, a mouthpiece. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. What we can do is do a little small statistic. Danny Garcia is one of the biggest names in boxing. And I want to say roughly he has maybe 600,000 Instagram followers. And that's right around par with Gervonta, who has done You can't even say half of what Danny's done. Just saying. The pushes are very important depending who is giving you that push. See, like guys like Lennox and Sugar Ray who are still active but not active. Tyson, right? Like, remember when that's why Lubin got so much residual stardom because Mike signed him. Mike was all over doing interviews with him, photo ops with him, and then Al got Lubin and continued that push. But those are the type of guys we need still in this sport, still mingling with the Earls and the Dannys of the world, you know, still being seen in photo ops. They need to be invited to more BWA dinners and WBC conventions. And the champions of yesterday need to be around the champions of today. It's really the only way.
I mean, that, Ness, like you can't become a star by going to WBC conventions and the Boxing Writers Association's dinners. Like, I'm sorry. You need to be outside of boxing to become a star. You know, continuing to be within the bubble will continue to keep you in the bubble.
I hear you, man. I think every little bit works. 972-348. 972-348. First time caller?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
First time caller, my friend?
Hello? Yes, first time caller. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to our first time caller intro. I want you to just tell us your name and where you're calling from and jump right into your call.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut, he is...
from Dallas, Texas.
What's up, brother? Dallas, up, Texas. Guys? What's your name?
Hey, Adrian, man. I'm right here. I'm right here where Errol Spence, right close to where he works out, man. I'm right here.
Oh, so you're by R&R Boxing.
I'm right here, man. I'm right here where the gold is made at, man.
So talk to us, brother. What's on your mind? Is he a star?
No, I only got a minute. Let me let you know. Star, I know the guy before was ranting, but let me let you know something, man. Like Mayweather always said, what were your last numbers, right? I mean, the thing is, man, I mean, we got a lot of fighters. I mean, Errol Spence, he's a great boxer. But like the guy even before from UK was talking, you got to have somebody behind you, man, to talk for you, you know, to be there, to be with you. Like, you know, like you even said, you got to have these old legends behind you too. Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray, Marvin, you got to have all these guys around you praising you to let you know, hey, this guy is legit. You know what I mean? And just to put himself out there a little bit more. And yes, he will be a star. Now, for me, Keith Thurman did it the right way. Keith Thurman knows how to talk and he knows how to back it up because he boxes, right? He knows how to box. He knows how to move. He ain't no more one-time Thurman. It's sometimes now. So, I mean, but for me, I'm here in D-Town. And to be honest with you, I talk to a lot of boxing people that I know. And a lot of them don't, I mean, some of them are even saying, who the hell is Errol Spence? And that's the problem. You know, I don't understand that because the welterweight is one of the golden tickets. You know what I mean? Who doesn't know people in the fucking welterweight? And Lomachenko, I know I'm getting off. Lomachenko is fighting in a lighter division. And I know you could say Mike Garcia does got good numbers and Rigondeaux really not good. But Errol Spence here in D-Town, I think I'm the only one, like two out of at least 10 boxing people that I know. And real hardcore fans, yes, they know them, but casual, like they say, casuals, they're not really into them. And I don't know why, man. You know?
Yeah, man, I hear you, brother. Listen, Adrian, thanks for calling in. Spontaneous show, so we're only giving everybody a minute. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube so you get the notifications because we do tons of spontaneous shows. We talk about boxing 24/7 around these parts. So just want to welcome you again with open arms. We're going to go out to Boston to Georgie Porgy. Do I have his? Uh-oh. Georgie, you might have to send me yours. Oh, no, it wasn't you. I'm going to have to get it from Enrique, possibly. Still rebuilding the board, ladies and gentlemen, after the Great Depression crash. Georgie, what's up?
Yo, what's happening, people? Let me get this shit straight. No DSG fight. No motherfucking Porter fight, no Thurman fight, and forget about a fucking Crawford fight. And here we are talking about how people docking this man. And Al Heyman just fucking laughing, rocking these motherfuckers to sleep. Rocking them silly to sleep. And no blame be put on that motherfucker, B. kind of shitty that 2018 gonna be a bullshit year for Spence. Nobody should back this shit fight. When the fucking numbers come out from the Carlos fight, I want to see what they're gonna blame. Is they gonna blame the UFC, the playoff, the fucking ballet, the ring? What they gonna blame it on? What part that fights is what makes it start? Fighting competition makes start. Fighting this bullshit ass shit that we know the fucking outcome 26-1. We already know this shit. We know the outcome of this shit. But here we are again, blaming the boxes. When we are here, we just fucking making like a banner with all this fucking money. Overpaying these divas, and that's why they don't fight. Man, this
Georgie,
fucking shit getting old.
Georgie.
Anyways.
Georgie, hold on. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if, you know, the reason that they're not stars is because the best aren't fighting the best. And that's how you create a star, is with the best fighting the best. If the viewer knows,
like that.
If the viewer knows the outcome, then the guy is not interested because he knows what's going to happen. I got that right. Am I right? With whatever.
Like a number. Listen, Jason make the point that Loma on fucking free TV didn't get the Lomachenko, not even American. It's amazing that he get the numbers that he get. It's amazing. So that fucking narrative bullshit too, they want to blame it on fucking everything, all type of fucking excuses. We sick and tired of this shit. Give
hey,
us
Georgie,
the fucking fight we won.
But wait.
2018, Spencer fighting nobody.
But Georgie, wait a minute. Because I just want to get back to the best versus the best creating a star theory. Not too long ago, you were very high on Brooke.
Yes.
Okay. Brooke chose a different route. He had 30-something fights before he faced Porter. Then after Porter, maybe he had 3 more fights before he faced Gennady. So that formula of the best facing the best didn't, you know, Brooke didn't use it, and he still became a star in this sport. He still was able to sell a tremendous amount of pay-per-views and become an international star both in America and in the UK. Just playing devil's advocate to your argument, but hey, thanks for calling in. It's been wonderful. Matthew, I think it is about that time for final thoughts. We have plenty of callers left, but unfortunately, if there are no wingers, we got to go. Because, yeah, man, it's like late. This was a spontaneous one. We're coming up almost on an hour here. And everyone else, there are a lot of you tuned in as well. And you know, you're not hitting the thumbs up button. So the thumbs up don't equate to the amount of viewers. So it's like, hey, Matt, I think they're saying, you know, we're tired of hearing this topic anyway. We don't want to hear any more callers and their opinions anyway. I don't know.
Could be that. Also, for everyone that keeps in the chat using the peak number, realize that most people do not discuss the peak number when they discuss numbers. Average viewership is always the more accurate term for advertising dollars and revenue.
Yo, what is this? I don't understand the IQ of the boxing fan. Ness.
Are we really going to get into this?
Ness must have got the cold shoulder from Spence. $695,000 is a great number for Spence. What the fuck?
I mean, he did do $6 million beforehand, so. It depends what great is. I mean, if you're definitely.
You know what would have been good? It would have been good to get the numbers of every Peterson fight available. Because I'm not understanding.
Oh, and by the way, I know Jay Will asked me to find the numbers for Amir Khan, Danny Garcia. I've been having some trouble trying to find those numbers. So if anyone has a link for some sort of either a tweet from like Dan Rayfield, somebody that announced the numbers, please send that over to me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, and I can definitely get to that.
Because I'm just not understanding. First of all, I'm not saying Spence is not a star. It doesn't say Spence Peterson did shitty 695 numbers. He's no star. Why are you guys acting this way? You're so mean.
I mean, let's be fair. It is mediocre numbers. Like, these aren't great numbers. For anyone that is a Spence fan, please do not call in or comment on the show saying that these were great numbers. You can say they were good. I'm okay with that argument, that semantical argument, but they're not great. They're not great. I mean, if this was in the 800,000 realm, 900,000 realm, yeah, we can be talking there. But nah, not for this. Not for this. Not against a top five welterweight in some people's mind, and not against the guy that is Lamont Peterson that has been on TV as much as he has been.
I think we just became the public enemy number one when it comes to Errol Spence. They're like,
we have been this. Like that's
he said he sold 12,000 tickets. Is that not impressive?
That entire card was filled with local talent.
Matt, are we sounding like haters?
Yes. Yes, we are. Yes. But
what did we say?
Anything that seems like it's not positive, like it's not pom-pom.
Oh, so if we're not spit shining his ball sack, we're not fucking part of the
absolutely. Yes. And let's be honest here, like for boxing journalism, I'm using that word very specifically, journalism. It's very, I would say, not corrupt, that's a bad word, but it's definitely not the level of integrity that other journalism industries are and for other sports. This side of the journalism world is very biased. You know, that's just the way it is. So when they see stuff that is a little bit contrarian, that is a little bit counter the norm or counter what the positive outlook and spin and narrative is, they view that as some biased hater shit. They do. Even though we are presenting just numbers and facts and presenting an argument for this narrative, a counter narrative to the popular one.
Hidalgo Inc. Spence versus Thurman, 400 pay-per-view buys or less. I think that is a good number.
Less.
Remember that Marquez versus Bradley did somewhere like 225. And Marquez versus Baby Bull, I know some of you are too young, but that did like fucking 225 or 275. And Canelo has had some low 300s, not versus, you know, great B-sides like, you know, or equal A-sides like this, but whatever.
Oh, Mayweather against Andre Berto was 430,000 pay-per-view buys. Like, that wasn't that much.
Exactly. So 400 would be good. Listen, I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. My final thoughts are, stop this foolishness. We're presenting the facts. The article was written. Nielsen's ratings came out. We're simply reading them off to you and giving you another
spin.
Exactly. Spinning is part of the media. You know, we can't allow you to be moseyed along like sheep into the next big old pasture of green grass.
And very quickly, for all the people that say that we're PBC fanboys, here we are. We're shitting on PBC in some essence. You guys should be happy now.
No, so, Matt, it's so hilarious. First, we're the Wilder voice. Now I was in Danny's camp. I'm back to the DSG channel. It's just hilarious how they can't make up their mind who it is that I'm siding with. Because, you know, now I'm in Danny's camp. What happened to my connection with Earl? I was just in Earl's camp. Oh, my God. What about my connection with Thurman? You know what I mean? You guys are crazy, but it's cool. I love you guys anyway. Listen, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And for those that truly hate me, check me out on Patreon as I destroy other people that think they can hate me. Simple. In the ring. Square circle.
Destroy is a loose word there. Like, I want to
use another knockdown. Matt, you got to start giving me credit, because if I were Earl Spence, people would be saying I was the truth. Two fights in a row, two knockdowns in a row, and improvement. Regardless of how tough this second fight was, the improvement is shown. The left hook was on display. The stamina was there, or not there, but better than the first. So, like, you know, you're just a hater, and that's why they're calling you a Spence hater, because you're a Ness hater, and Ness and Spence are the truth.
I hate on everyone equally. That's, come on. Hipsters here, haters beware. Anyways, I'm Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And, of course, Standing 8 Count, Wake and Bake, other TBV exclusive Patreon podcast. You can catch it on patreon.com/theboxingvoice and check out all sorts of extra content. Peace.
Oh my God. And my pound for pound supporters, you know, I got you, you know, I sent in threes and I just got some Earl Spence gloves and some Danny Garcia gloves. So you're in the money. You're in the money. What up?
Oh, we also forgot there was a super chat. Andre Diakonu, another pound. Did ask a question. I'll be honest. It was really early in the show.
How do you
shout out to Igloo, one of the super producers? Con Garcia was 1.3 million viewers, which is surprising. HBO does have a larger
subscription. Yeah, that's the thing. HBO averages a million.
And remember, back in that day, they were really averaging a million per event. Like nowadays, it's very different for HBO. But back in 2014, 2013, it was very different for HBO.
It was. Let's see if we can't find out exactly what our good friend and pound for pound supporter, Andre Diakonu, said. Was the online viewers counted? Showtime gave free preview access for online as long as you signed up for the weekend.
I'll put it this way. As of late, I have been noticing that a lot of the press releases do include streaming numbers. So I think going forward, when you see TV viewership Nielsen ratings come out, I would assume that streaming numbers are included in that, unless stated otherwise.
Well, I think I've said I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO about 100 times. Matt, are you ready to say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye.